The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 9th chapter, beginning with the 37th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me. And John said to him, Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us. But Jesus said, Do not stop him. For no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone was hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It's better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies, and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Good morning. I have a very important job for you this morning. Do you want to feel empowered? Do you even know what that word means? Because I don't even know what it means most of the time. Empowered. I'm going to give you an important job. Something you might not think you are able to do. Would you like to help me, with the help of Jesus, forgive their sins today? Anybody want to do that? Anybody want it? Anybody want to help? The words are going to be very simple. This is an extremely simplified confession and forgiveness today. We're going to have them say, I have sinned and I ask God to forgive me. Okay? And then we will say it, and then they're going to repeat back the forgiveness to us. So we're going to forgive each other. It's an amazing thing we've been gifted, this ability to help one another. So, you guys know your line? Yes? This is like the shortest confession of forgiveness. Not much here. I want you to confess. Say, I have sinned.
I have sinned.
And ask God to forgive me. All right. I need you guys to stand up, all right? Because we're going to say the same thing back to them, all right? Are you ready? So say it with me. Say, I have sinned, and ask God to forgive me. Ask God to forgive me. All right, so now I want you to hold your hand up like this so they can see this. And I want you to say, in the name of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. And then make a cross like that to them, okay? All right, and now they are going to do the exact same thing back to us, all right? You ready? Let's see it. In the name of Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Wow. That was empowering, wasn't it? That was really cool. Anybody going to come and say, hey, you can't do that? Nope, not today. Not today. Because in the name of Jesus, our sins are forgiven. And through Jesus, we can do many things and are empowered with many things. So let us pray together. Dear Jesus, we thank you for sending your Son to forgive us. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Didn't that feel good? Didn't that feel good? We got to forgive their sins and our sins were forgiven, all in the name of Jesus. That's some powerful stuff today. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to tell you a story. You've probably heard this kind of story before, so bear with me. It's a typical day on the playground. Nothing's going wrong. You're a perfect little person. You never make any mistakes. But there's one little quality about you that might not necessarily be everybody's favorite quality. You see, when the teacher turns her back, somebody pushed somebody over. And after that person was pushed over, the first thing you do is run to the teacher and do what? Tattletale! Teacher, teacher, teacher! He got pushed over. She got pushed over. What are you going to do about it? Oh, the story of tattletales. Well, what a great way to start the gospel for today. John says, teacher, 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 somebody's casting out demons in your name. We tried to stop him because he's not following us. What does the teacher usually tell you? Anybody say, don't be a tattletale? Anybody maybe say, do not stop him, in the terms of today's gospel? For no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. We are excellent complainers, are we not? Anybody here a great complainer? I sure am. Believe me, after 2 weeks of Minnesota Vikings football, I will complain until I'm blue in the face. Maybe even three if you count that tie. I will complain. We complain and complain and complain. We don't like change. In the numbers lesson today, we hear the followers complaining, life was so much better in Egypt. Oh, really? Was it? We hear about John complaining about healing in the name of Jesus and not being one of us. Which begs this question as complainers, because we can think we fall into these camps too, outside of things like football and sports and things like that. We've complained too. Well, they don't believe like we do. They don't understand like we do. We say all are welcome, but are we like John at times? And why is that important to us to think about today? Because just like I was talking about in the children's sermon, there's an underlying theme that came to my mind this week about being empowered. Being empowered by God through some of these texts, through some of the things we've heard. God empowering us, being more than a small group, being more than myself or Pastor Rod, being more than that. And we're reminded that when we step in the way, when we put that stumbling block in front of somebody and say, teacher, 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 they don't believe what we do. They're doing things in your name. That's not right. Maybe it'd be better if we put a millstone, which is a huge rock, around our necks and throw ourselves into the sea. There'll be no coming back from that. If your hand is causing you to stumble, cut it off. Sounds simple enough. If something is being put in front of somebody else, maybe we recognize that. But God, through these lessons, is empowering us. Empowering each of us, because we all have our faults. We all have our failings. We all sin. In Numbers, the Spirit is upon 70 elders, where before Moses was the only one really leading this group. The Spirit becomes on more to share the responsibility. The Psalm, we even ask this, that may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. That's empowering. We ask God to be there in our minds, our hearts, and ask it to be acceptable. And what about James? That felt very empowering to me this week. Are there any among you suffering? It doesn't say, is there a few of you? Are there anybody there? They should pray. Are any of you cheerful? Well, then they should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? Well, they should call on the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. In Mark, it's very empowering to hear Jesus say these words, "Do not stop him. For no one who does a deed of power in my name will soon be able afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward." And I added that verse from 37 to remind us that last week we were talking about the children and the least of us, because Jesus is still talking about the least of us in this gospel text too. In empowerment, saying, don't take away the power of them. Empower them also. Empower them. And that is good news for all of us, because there are times I think we need to be empowered. We need to be empowered and reminded we too can pray. We do that on Sundays with our assisting minister instead of the pastors being the one praying for the people. We're praying together. You're able to pray beyond this space. Even with the office of the keys that Martin Luther talks about, which is the authority which Christ gives to his church to forgive sins of those who repent and to declare to those who do not repent that their sins are not forgiven. The power of all of us to be able to forgive through Jesus, that's empowering, knowing that through Jesus, many things, all things are indeed possible. You are empowered, not only through the office of the keys and what we did this morning through the children, myself forgiving your sins, but you also forgiving our sins, but you're also empowered to pray. And Christ gives us that prayer that we say every week when we don't know what to pray. God doesn't leave us hanging there. The Lord's Prayer is there to ask for all of those things that are important in our lives that we just might not have the words for. That is empowering too. So as we close this morning, I want to empower you to pray. To empower you to pray with your neighbor. And take just about a minute here as we close. And I want the amens to scatter around the sanctuary. And that's how we will close this sermon today. But with your neighbor, share with each other what's one thing in your life that you'd like them to pray for. And pray for each other. Just like in James talks about, pray. Call on the elders of the church and have them pray over them. Pray with each other. So I invite you, do that for just about a minute. Share with your neighbor one thing you want to pray for and empower each other to pray for one another. Give it to God today. What an empowering feeling to know that through Jesus, do not stop them. For no one who does a deed of power in my name, who prays in my name, will soon be able afterwards to speak evil of me. Take that with you Know that Christ has empowered you to go from this place and do so many things in this beautiful creation. Thanks be to God. Amen.